The ad is rendered as a voicemail message to the Democratic governor, charging that his vetoes of property tax freezes and proposed legal reforms have hurt working families across Wisconsin.
Our families need jobs. Yes, Governor Doyle, we'd like to leave a message. Stop hurting Wisconsin families.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce launched the ad, as well as a release stating Doyle's Republican rival in the governor's race, Mark Green, supports liability reforms and would have signed tort reform bills vetoed by the governor. WMC spokesman Jim Pugh stops shy of saying his organization endorses Green, but says they're pleased with Green's pledge of support for local business.
Wisconsin is dead last in the industrial Midwest for new manufacturing facilities and plant expansions, and we're very concerned that we need to be more aggressive in terms of fixing our economy.
But a report from a regional manufacturers media group suggests the Badger State is among the top-ranked Midwestern states for industry. Tom Dubin is president of Manufacturers News Incorporated, based in Evanston, Illinois.
States like Illinois, Indiana, Ohio were all down within the past year and down over a two-year period, where Wisconsin seems to have bucked that trend.
Dubin suggests Wisconsin's tax incentives, open land, access to highways, and educated labor pool have sustained and built up manufacturing.
The state gained over 9,300 jobs over the past 12 months, continuing a two-year trend, which has kind of rescued the manufacturing sector from the doldrums of 2001 through 2003.
But Jim Pugh of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce dismisses the report, saying Manufacturers News Incorporated is not a credible source. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.